Welcome back for a brief culture update. I am Jessica Chasmar, this time pointing and laughing at the people who are literally scrounging for scraps in the trash heap that is Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign. So remember the news stories shortly before the election about the Clinton campaign spending exorbitant amounts of money on fireworks and confetti and alcohol for this big victory celebration that never came? Artist Bunny Berson, a Clinton loyalist, actually tracked down some of that confetti and created a snow globe-like display of failure at an art gallery in Missouri. The confetti is continuously powered by air so that it creates a cascading effect inside a glass case of emotions. The glass case, of course, representing the glass ceiling that Hillary was unable to break. Now, this artist actually served under Bill Clinton as the executive director of the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities. She said she was at that campaign party, the very campaign party that Hillary Clinton was too cowardly to attend herself, and she helplessly looked on as the unused confetti was removed from air cannons and swept into their tombs. 2 weeks and multiple phone calls was no match for this loyalist who told public radio that Donald Trump threatens women's rights. She eventually tracked down that confetti in Chicago, and she set up her display at a St. Louis gallery near Washington University, where it will run 24 hours a day in the storefront window through to mid-August. How great for her. She said the piece represents the emptiness she felt after Hillary lost. Boo hoo. But if showcasing garbage isn't ridiculous enough, let me bring you the unhinged gift that keeps on giving, Miss Lena Dunham. Lena went rummaging through her dirty laundry heap to dig out a dress she soiled on election night. That's right, she's going to auction the dress that she cried in on that fateful night, and she's going to give the proceeds to, you guessed it, Planned Parenthood. And just in case any potential buyers are wary of the dress's authenticity, she posted a photo of herself crying in said dress on election night. It's apparently the same dress that was guarded by Lady Gaga's vagina when the two were virtually inconsolable over the fall of their dear leader. Now, in case I lost you on that last line, I will restate it. Lena Dunham actually posted a photo of herself sitting in between Lady Gaga's legs, writing that the Born This Way singer, quote, let me into her vagina for safety and I cried and that's beautiful, quote. That dress and 196 other rags from Lena's musty closet are being auctioned off and 70% of the profits are going to the abortion giant. Now, what's peculiar is I can't seem to find any information on where the remaining 30% of the profits are going. I'm assuming it's going to her, and I'm not about to enter my information in order to get through the wall on her website to find out. So I guess that shall remain a mystery. The point, however, of tonight's brief rant is, again, to poke fun at something we've noticed literally every day since Trump's election. There are some level-headed liberals who understand the need for better messaging and a path to move forward. But then there is this very special breed of leftists who are either unwilling or unable to accept the fact that Donald Trump is president, and they are literally profiting off their own grief. Isn't it glorious? But worse to them than President Trump beating Hillary Clinton is President Trump having any shred of success. Trump's presidency is actually going pretty well, no thanks to the leftist media, and there is no evidence to suggest he's going anywhere near taking away women's rights. Yet the people who wish failure on the president the most are the ones pushing this false narrative the hardest. That's because it's easy. Mental midgets never bother looking into the substance behind such nifty little sound bites. Do you think fans of Bunny Berson or Lena I Wish I Had an Abortion Dunham care about preserving free market healthcare? Do you think they care or understand the Christian view of abortion? Worse yet, do you really think they understand the vileness behind the mission of Planned Parenthood or how it was founded? Of course not, because that would require reading. Worse yet, venturing to a news outlet that doesn't cater specifically to you. Now, we all, and that includes conservatives and people like myself, we retreat to our little partisan safe spaces where our own ideologies can be parroted back to us, because honestly, it's more fun there. I enjoy watching Fox News more than I enjoy CNN, but we're not doing ourselves any favors by not challenging our belief systems. Not that you need to, I take that back, not that you need to challenge yourself with CNN, but you see what I mean, stepping outside of your bubble. Ignorance and closed-mindedness is what breeds people like Lena Dunham and allows extremists to thrive. This bunny Burson is clearly under the impression that there's a market out there for people wanting to stare at a bunch of pieces of paper flying inside a fish tank in the names of women's rights. In the name of women's rights, excuse me. And there's probably a market for it. People will stand there and stare at it and ponder the meaning of it and all that jazz. And, you know, somebody will buy Lena's dress. But that's where it's going to end. And at the end of the day, Lena's action is just another scheme to line Planned Parenthood's pockets. It'll be completely forgotten tomorrow, and nothing will be done for women's rights in the meantime. My brief message tonight, Patriots, is to avoid becoming another Lena Dunham and step outside of your comfort zones. You can't change hearts and minds by calling someone an idiot on Twitter or comparing Trump care to 9/11. Thanks for that one, Bernie Sanders. You change hearts and minds by reaching across the aisle when finding common ground seems completely impossible. I know I am not alone in the view that Donald Trump, not Republicans, but Donald Trump, won this election for us. And now that we're finally in, we have to prove why our way is the best way for America. And that goes within our own party, too. We have very little time to get a whole lot done, and we do not have time for petty bickering.